the same page. And we don't suck on a Monday morning our thumbs and go, Jesus, what should I talk about Sunday? And we really seek God. And I can tell you that I know that's something that Ross does. He seeks God. And through that, God comes and gives us strategy. And that we release on Sundays as God releases and empowers us. So I would really like you guys to get on board to be where God's taking you as a congregation in this time and season. So please do yourself a favor. Go and get the teachings or sit with someone that's been in the teachings and ask them what did Ross talk about. Show me your notes. And I'd like to encourage you in that. So I was brought up in a Christian home and walked with the Lord. I got baptized at a very young age. I got spirit-filled at a very young age. And from a young age already, I've really moved in the gifts of the Spirit. Now, firstly, I need to tell you, I'm not a prophet. Okay? I have a great heart for the prophetic. I have a great I really seek the prophetic, but I don't see myself as a prophet. The gifts that I really move in is in the gifts of discernment of spirits, words of knowledge, words of wisdom, and prophecy. And so it's a great heart of mine to share. So if you've heard of a SOS teaching that they have in Stellenbosch, I often give teachings there. I have a great heart to understand the Holy Spirit and the role of the Holy Spirit, but also the gifts that God gives us. And I believe it's with that Ross invited me to come and share a little bit. The first prophetic word that I got in shofar was a very hard word. It was from Auntie Corin. And Auntie Corin is one of those aunties. You know, you always have those aunties in the church. I know, there's probably one year, but they're just hardcore aunties of the Lord. Huh? The Lord knows how to make women. And she still smiled at me one day and she said, Bernie, the Lord has made your head like the prophet of Flint because you're going to go through some hard times. And she said it with this joy and smile. And I thought, yes, Lord, that's really not a nice word. And yet it came very true. It was something the Lord then started showing me and preparing me. That He's called me to harder places. And because of that, I have to have a harder head. Because the Lord often uses me to bring correction or to bring direction. And that's what the prophetic often does. Comes and aligns us with where God has for us and what God wants to show us. Now this evening I can share 1,000 testimonies. I'm not going to do that. I might share one or two as we go along. But this evening what we're going to do is we're going to come and pray for you. All right. So tonight you can sit back and you can just relax. And we're going to minister to you and we're going to allow the Lord to minister to you. And I brought one of my best mates. Can I ask Dan and Eugene and Robbie at the back. Can you leave for a stand by me? No. The reason I call them to the front is I'm going to get very emotional. I would not be still saved today if it was not for these men. Because I turned my back on the Lord at one stage and I said no to the call of my life. And God used these men to get me back. And I love these men and I'll go to battle with them. Because they are the saints of God. And I pray that you may have the same in your life. Someone that will walk with you and take you surfing. As we have bubble, I said. And he takes you surfing like my friend Don here and just ministers the word of God. And Rob that comes and wakes you up. I did a bubble us. And says, come, let's go spend time together. Let's talk about God. And Eugene there, him and I, we got saved together. And he just walked with me and we walked together. And we were the naughtiest oaks in Stellenbosch. And Aramasias had his hands full with us. But because of these men, I can stand before you and I honor them before you. And I pray that God does the same in your life. Puts those pillars in your life. Thanks, guys. And they're going to be ministering a little later as well. The Lord really loves us. And through these guys, I really experienced the Lord's love. And I hope this evening as you sit and receive from the Lord, that you'll receive the love of the Lord. Now, I don't know if some of you are nervous, some of you are a bit worried, some of you are thinking, ooh, well, anything can happen here. And it's true, anything can happen here. But that know that God's heart is really for you, and that God's heart is to come bless you and give you direction. So, after I had my backslidden days, and I was a barman in Stellenbosch, and I was living quite a raucous life, God called me back. And I came back to the Lord and started walking in Shof, and I got this prophecy and started walking with the Lord. And the Lord started taking me from place to place and really just teaching me again and helping me walk in the prophetic and help me walk and bringing real amazing saints in my life to teach me the prophetic. We'll come back to that. Let's come back to that. God's heart for us is to hear His voice. So, I was praying at one stage really hard while I was going through this and learning and doing Bible school 1, 2, and 3 and going through all these things that Shofar gives to offer. And I asked the Lord, Lord, what am I called for? Because you said I'm called for a pastor, but that's all I know. And from there, the Lord started speaking in my life about ministry, and I did internship with the church. He first called me to Israel. I went to Israel for 40 days. And I know everyone wants to go to Israel for 40 days for some reason. I just went because God said Israel. And Donnie was still one of those. I think he was the biggest shock guy when I said, Donnie, kijk, I've got a ticket to go to Israel. He says, jy hoor van die Here af. And because I was telling everyone, I'm going to Israel. God's going to Israel. God's going to Israel. And everyone looked at me a bit skiff. What am I going to do in Israel? And in Israel, God came and confirmed my calling for ministry and came and spoke to me directly. At that stage, I had cousins that were missionaries there, and God could come and minister. And I came back and did internship in Shofar, Stellenbosch. And then Pastor Fred then asked me to become youth pastor in Stellenbosch. About 3 years ago, the Lord then called me out of ministry. I went into the NGO world and started working in the NGO world, starting to do disaster management as well as working in education, and I was running a creche. I don't know what they were thinking. They gave me a little kiddies, and I ran a creche in Kaimandi in Stellenbosch. And then the Lord, I'll never forget it, started speaking to me. He said, I'm calling you back to ministry. You've learned what you needed to learn here, and I'm going to call you back to ministry. And so I started praying, and at that stage, I was still single. And 9 months later, I was married. Basically, I met the girl. We dated for 3 months or something like that. And then 3 months later, we got engaged. And 3 months later, we got married. And knew it was from God. And then prayed and said, Lord, where must we move? I was at that stage between Somerset West and Stellenbosch, and she was living in Cape Town. And I said, Lord, you know, I'm called to be in Shofar, and this is my family, and I know this is where you're going to raise me up again. But so I can't move out of Stellenbosch, because then Fred, them aren't going to see me. How am I going to get back into ministry? And I was working through this, and I was praying, and I was thinking, Lord, my wife is the one earning the big bucks. I'm just the NGO world. What do I do? Where do I go? And I'll never forget. And one step back, I have bad experiences in Cape Town, and I hated Cape Town. Okay, I just had a hate for Cape Town. And I remember I was walking in Cape Town, and I had a matrix moment. I'll call it a matrix moment. It's a moment where it felt like the whole world just stood still. And the Lord said to me, I now give you authority over Cape Town. I'm calling you to Cape Town. And I just knew right there that the Lord had called me to Cape Town. And in that moment, I was just delivered of any issues and any hates towards Cape Town. Now, Cape Town is the best place on earth. I love it like no other place. We have coffee like you cannot imagine. We are blessed. I heard God's voice clearly. Moved to Cape Town. 3 months later, Tiens calls me in. And by this time, God said, I'm calling you to be on staff in Cape Town. And Tiens calls me in and he says, Bernie, I've got something to say. And I say, I know what you're about to say, Tiens. And the answer is yes. God wants to speak to each one of us
where we are at, so we may hear his voice and do and build the kingdom that he wants us to build, because it's his kingdom. Whether you hear God clearly like that or not at the moment, that is God's heart. Jesus is in everything we do. He has a plan for your life. A big problem is we also have a plan for our lives. And often those two don't mix. So this evening, as I call up the team, those that will be ministering, can I ask that you guys come to the front? We're going to stand in faith for the following for you. And I pray that you stand in the faith as well. First of all, I would like you to put out your faith. Don't worry about them. Focus on me. I want you to put out your faith this evening. Scripture teaches us a beautiful principle in that one woman that came to the Lord, and the Pharisees weren't so happy about it. And basically he says to them that those that are forgiven much love much. It's the revelation of what you've been given, of being forgiven, that will make you love much. In that same sort of mathematical equation, whatever you come with before the Lord, whatever faith you put out the Lord, he will honor that. So, if you put out your faith for a little, you'll receive a little. If you put out your faith for much, you'll receive much. Whenever I go before the Lord, I go with all my faith before him. This evening, you have the same ability to say, Lord, come and speak to me. Come and bless me. That is your heart. I put out my faith that you'll minister to me. Give me direction for my life. And more so than I'm trusting for, and the team's trusting tonight, that it's not just going to be one word that we're going to bless you with this evening, which will be awesome, but more so that your ears will open, your eyes will open. And as I was praying for this congregation and praying for tonight, the Lord gave me the scripture where in 2 Kings 6 with Elisha, one of the kings wanted to kill Israel, and it was a time of war, and they were making all these plans to catch the king. And every time of Israel, and every time Elisha would get a word of knowledge of exactly where this trap would be, and then he'd go warn the king. So much so that this king went to his men and said, "Which one of us is a deceiver? Which one of us is out of sync here?" In other words, who's the spy? Who's the spier? And they said, No. It's Elisha. It's a prophet that sees and hears everything you pray in your bedroom. He says, fine, we're going to go get this man and we're going to go kill him. And so they sent the spies out to find out what he was. And they came, this whole army. And that's where we step into the picture. And the servant sees this army before him. And he runs to Elisha and he says, Elisha, here's an army come to kill you and to kill us. And Elisha looks at him and he prays a simple prayer. He prays, Lord, open his eyes. And the servant's eyes are opened in that moment. And in that moment, he sees, and this is a very interesting, he sees all around this mountain, this hillside, the entire army is surrounding Elisha. And this evening, we're standing in faith that the Lord will open our eyes to what he's doing in the midst of the natural realm. In other words, when you look at your job situation, when you look at your house situation, when you look at your marriage situation, when you look at those horrible things, or those bad things, or those hard times you're going through, those dry seasons, or that season in the desert, whatever it is that you, in whatever season you're in right now, we stand in faith that God will open your eyes so you can see what he's doing. And where he is at. Because that brings us the security. That brings us the place of peace. When we see where Jesus is. And what Jesus is doing. Is that alright? Is that good? So I'm just going to pray over the team. Robert is going to be ministering in the background. Robert's got an incredible anointing and gift in worship and in music. He really understands prophetic worship. And we're standing in faith that the Lord will come and give us songs as we go along. And we're just going to open ourselves that the Lord can come and minister to us, and that it's His plan for tonight. So from my side, we've got no agenda. Our heart is ready to come and bless you and pray for you. And we're standing in faith for a specific word. If you're uncomfortable with that, you don't want someone praying for you, please tell the person, no, thank you. God does not force Himself on you. Neither do we. So if you'd like us to pray, say. Team, if you're praying for the person, ask them their name, please. Introduce yourself. And then just pray a prayer of blessing, and then we stand in faith as we shared beforehand. I'm just going to pray over this team. Father, Lord, I just pray, Lord, that you'll use us. Holy Spirit, that you'll flow through us this evening. Lord, thank you that you've come to meet each one of us. I pray for words of encouragement, words of accuracy, words of prophecy, Lord. Lord, I thank you for every person that comes expectant this evening, that's hungry for you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that we can hunger and thirst for you. So, Holy Spirit, we just invite you in, and we just ask that you'll come and minister to us. Just feel there is a song that the Lord wants to give us. Can I ask that we're just going to, where you're sitting, if you can sing in the Spirit, I'd like to invite you to sing in the Spirit. If you can just sing, then sing softly. If you can humble. If you can hum, then please hum along. And let's just allow the Lord to come and minister to us. Some of the facilitators is going to come around and they're going to start praying so long for people. There's going to be two people praying for you at the same time. They're going to call you out and then let them pray. And for the rest of us, let's just allow the Lord to minister to us.
God is here. He's here to touch us. All that He wants is that we just receive Him tonight. And as He draws close, as we draw close to Him, He will draw close to us tonight.
Oh,
Almighty, and worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb, you are holy. Sing, worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb, you are worthy. You are worthy, Lord. It's worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. You are worthy. You are worthy.
Can I ask that those of us that are praying, can we not stay too long on the same person? We really stand in faith that everyone can get ministered tonight. So just pray. Be expecting for a quick word. Remember, you don't have to explain it. It's for the Lord to explain it to them. Prophecy is a very simple thing. And I'm hoping that some of you will just go and do the same. And so simply, what's your name? Rocco. I remember your face. So I don't know Rocco, but the Lord knows him. And so I'm going to just ask the Lord just to show Rocco, is it okay? Just stand in faith for a word for Rocco. And often the way the Lord starts is just a word of blessing. So, Lord, I bless Rocco. Lord, I thank you for the God, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that he's a man of valor and a man of faith. Lord, I just see, Lord, a river. And you're calling him into that river and you're calling him to come in. And Lord, he wants to, but there's something that he's still holding on to, Lord. And Lord, the thing he holds on dear to because he believes you want to use that. But the Lord says, Rocco, that you need to let go of that thing in your life. He has so much more for you. And it will feel like less. But he's going to take off the armor that you're wearing. And he's going to give you a much thinner armor. A much stronger armor. And that armor is going to be able to get you up the mountains that you need to climb. And it's like you don't like climbing. You don't like climbing those mountains because that's not how you thought it would work. You want a different route, but the Lord's going to take you faster up the mountains because there's a lighter armor. Rocket, does that make sense to you at all? Okay. So, often a word is for the person. I have no idea what I prayed. It makes no sense to me. But it's for Rocco. And I really believe that is the word for the Lord that he has for you. That he wants to give you a lighter and stronger armor. And that he's going to make you climb mountains. And so the Lord, you go and seek now and ask the Lord, Lord, what are those mountains? And already in your mind, the Lord has shown you something with those mountains and what that is. And that thing that you're holding on to. I saw like a massive... like you're called to be a warrior, so it's this massive ball like that you can smack things broken, like spiritually you can smack things broken, but the Lord says, problem is that's not going to get up the mountain with you, it's too heavy. And at the top of the mountain there's different weapons that the Lord's going to give you. So if you let go of those things, he'll give it to you again in another place. Does that make sense? Okay, did you see how he starts lining up and going, yo, I get that? Alright, simple word. Bless you, Rocco. Thank you. Simple word, but yet speaking into the situation that he's in. Amen. All right. Rob, let's go and sing it.
feel the Lord says tonight that He's just some of us tonight that is, you actually feel like you, I just see this picture of this bar, and it's like you're not worthy, you know, to get over that bar. And God just says, but that we, some of us are actually living a lie of trying to be righteous before God, you know, trying to be holy before God. And when we respond to Him in that way, you're never going to reach that bar. You're never going to be holy, as, you know, that bar is just too high. And God's saying to you tonight that actually you don't have to try anymore. That He has done it all. That He has gone before you. He's gone before each of us. He has made the perfect way. On the cross, He has taken that bar down, which is in a sense the law. It's like that thing that we sort of aspiring to become. And tonight God just says that all we have to do is just receive His grace. Just receive His love tonight. And stop trying for that. He says, you're seated with me. You're seated. When you came to me that day when you got saved, you're a new creation. You're seated with me. You're seated with Christ. You have the mind of Christ. You have my spirit inside of you. Even though you might still sin, even though there's imperfections in your life, God just says that you don't have to try. You don't have to be self-righteous. You'll never reach that bar if you try in your own strength. And it's actually just all that you have to do tonight is just receive His love, receive His grace. And if you've never been in that place, just, yeah, we're just going to worship. And I just feel, I just want to pray, just a simple prayer. I just want to pray over us tonight. God, if there's anyone in this audience tonight, God, that feels like that, God, that feels like they're not worthy, Lord God, to be drawing close to You, Lord. There's always this thing. It's always this thing that they're trying to aspire to, Lord, that they're never going to reach, Lord. I just come against that lie in the name of Jesus. I just come against that self-righteousness tonight in this place. And I just cast you down, which you're lying. You're a lying thought. I come against those thoughts in Jesus' name. I just cut you down in Jesus' name. Tonight, you don't belong in this place. You don't belong amongst God's people. You don't belong here in Jesus' name. I just speak to every heart and I just say that you are loved by God. You are called by God. You are called His son. You are called His daughter. You are called by His name tonight in Jesus' name. And that by the cross, by the blood of Jesus, you can enter in with boldness. You can come boldly to His throne of grace. Lord, I pray, God, that there will be a turning tonight, Lord, of hearts. Lord, just turning towards You and drawing close to You, Lord, with such boldness, Lord. Such confidence, Lord, in Your cross, Lord. Boasting in Your cross alone, Lord. And not in our own abilities, Lord. Not in our own holiness, Lord. Not in our own accomplishments. Not in our own works, God. But only in You and in You alone, Lord, we will boast. We will boast in Your name, Jesus. And nothing that we have done or what we can do, Lord. Lord, those are all counted rubbish, God. It's all just You, Lord. It's all Your cross tonight, Lord. And I just pray, I just thank You for that freedom right now in the Spirit, Lord. In Jesus' name, You say in Your Word, where Your Spirit is, Lord, there is freedom. There's complete freedom, Lord, to just, Lord, just connect with You, God. To flow where You, to go where You go. To flow like a river. To flow like a wind, God. To move like a wind, God. Right now, I pray for Your Spirit, Lord, just to take hold of hearts right now in Jesus' name, Lord. And just reveal, God, that love that You have for us. Reveal that grace, Lord, that You've given us, Lord, that we can receive that tonight. In Jesus' name, God. In Jesus' name, Lord. Thank You, God. We just cast down every high thing that exalts itself against God's Word tonight. In Jesus' name, every thought that stands against God's sovereign Word, His eternal Word, which is alive. In Jesus' name, I thank You right now, God. I just speak to every heart. I just say there's a quickening happening right now in Jesus' name. Every heart, I just thank You, God, that Your Spirit is springing up, God. Rivers. Rivers of water, Lord. Rivers of living water, Lord. Lord, as we worship now, God, there's going to be a joy, Lord. There's fountains of joy, Lord. There's a river of joy in this place tonight, God. In Jesus' name, Lord. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Rob. Jesus. Can I ask, for the sake of practicality, can I ask if you haven't been prayed for yet,
Can we start lining up in the front row? Come sit. So these are going to be the hot seats, okay? And I'll be praying for the hot seats. So if you see a seat open, come and sit up in front so we can make sure that everyone gets prayed for, because I'm scared we miss people. So don't be shy. These are going to be my hot seats. Can I ask for... Okay, there's a lot of people that still need to be prayed for. Guys, can we pray faster? Donnie, julle twee, kan julle hierdie kant kom invul? Once you've been prayed for, if you're sitting up in front, then you can go. You don't have to all come at the same time. The seats will open, and then you can come. And then once you've been prayed for, can you then move back again? Thank you. Has everyone been prayed for? Is there noch mense? Anyone that we've missed? Amen. All right. Was that a blessing? Amen. All right. If you are not blessed by the word, or you feel the Lord, you're a little confused about the Lord, what the Lord said, can I ask that we come and pray for you? Come up to me, come up to Ross. Let's pray for you. I really want this to be a good experience, and I want you to understand, because that's God's heart. He's not a mystic God that he wants to confuse you. God is not the God of confusion. He wants you to understand the word he gives for you. All right? Sometimes he'll give you a word that's in a season that you won't understand it exactly. And that's fine, but that's not what tonight is. We put out our faith tonight. The Lord will meet you where you're at right now and give you that hope for the next step. And that's where we've put out our faith. And so if you still feel that, please come up. Don't be shy, okay? It's those that run to the Lord and seek the Lord that find the Lord. If we seek and we diligently seek and we want his heart, he shares. Amen. Ross is going to say something, and then Rob is going to minister a song, and then let's dance before the Lord, let's shout before the Lord, and let's just praise the Lord tonight. Do we still have a song? All right. Amen.
Just before we go, God speaks in dreams. And so many of the Old Testament is actually written down dreams. It's recorded dreams in the New Testament as well. So I'm going to pray a prayer, because one of the ways in which God speaks is through dreams. Now, I'm not going to give a teaching on that. I'm just going to pray for that. And if that God will confirm words or actually give dreams. The way God made a covenant with Jacob, was through a dream. And this is the same with so many of the Old Testament guys and New Testament guys. So I'm going to pray that God will speak to you in a dream tonight. And if you want God to speak to you in a dream, then just receive and say, yes, me. Father, God, I thank you that you speak in dreams, God. I thank you that you are the dream giver, God. You're the God of dream, God, who made covenant in dreams, God, who gives purposes to Joseph's life in a dream, God, who spoke to Pharaoh, God, and Nebuchadnezzar, God, and Paul, who spoke to David. And God, you are the dream giver. So dream giver, will you speak to us, God? That in this week, God, you will confirm your word, God, through the dreams we dream. And I pray, God, Lord, we're clueless sometimes, but will you please make our dreams clear so that we know what you are saying to us, God, in Jesus' name.